Any parks?
Oh yeah, Vanessa Park. That's another nice place they built. I knew I had been out there twice, and it's really nice. It's a large park. Now everybody goes out there, sit down, dance, eat, and also rent your private side. Sit down and have your little picnic and anything you want. And it has, let me see, it has this, auditorium and all that, and they had built a nice place and all that in front of it. Yeah, real nice.
Okay. If you were flying home from New York, say you've gone and visited your daughter, where would your plane land?
Oh, and I made in Bronx. That's where she in Bronx, New York.
If you were coming from New York,
and land
your plane
the Batesville here in Mobile. It used to be Brooklynville, we have a Batesville. I think that's Batesville. If I was coming from New York and coming back to Mobile, that's Batesville. I think that's the name of it. Right out. Batesville.
Okay. Is that by the bay or another direction?
It's out another direction because it used to be Brooklynville. I used to come land in, but now it's Batesville.
Okay. Now, if you were driving in from a state, what road would you come in on? Big roads, lots of lanes. What do you call that?
They done changed so much now. So many highways here in Mobile. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy, I wouldn't know.
They used to be here?
Mm-mm.
How long ago did they build them up?
It's been pretty good. It ain't been too long when they finished it. And you can get all mixed up now. You sure would.
Okay. If you were driving along one of the highways and you say you've been driving a real long time and you got tired, where would you stop along the side of the road? There's special places.
Yeah, but sometimes you have to be careful the way you stop on the road because so much is happening now. But if I did, I would stop at a motel if I could.
Say if you were going to stay overnight, you wanted to stop for maybe 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe take off a jacket or something.
I understand what you're talking about.
You know, there's little places that you can drive off of on the highway.
Well, there would be a filling station if they had a bathroom or something for you to go in. Then that's probably the only thing you would find on the road, calling out for you on the road, you see. But if you should see a motel or either a little house or something, you can go and change in properly.
Okay. What do you call places with the picnic tables and trees?
Oh, where you eat at.
Yeah, what do you call those on the side
road? Yeah, they call those a little... Just a little place to go and eat and stop on the road and rest. Little tables and chairs sitting. I know you're talking about the little cement.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's painted on the road to help you stay in your lane?
They has lines. Some of them be yellow. Most of them be yellow. Because here we had some yellow and we had some pink ones. That's the Azalea Trail. Telling you how to go to the Azalea Trail.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about the things in the middle of a big road, maybe has four lanes, and it's made out of
That's the arrow. Sometimes we have an arrow to tell you, it's large in the road, to tell you directly which way to go, an arrow.
Okay, what about the cement thing you can't drive your car over?
It has a block, like a cement block, and you can't drive this to block the block.
Yeah, what if it goes all the way up and down the road?
Well, you talking about something like that out there? Yeah, that's what you're talking about out there.
What do you call that?
That's, wait a minute. Because cars go this way, nothing go on that side. Oh, boy. It's not a sidewalk. You call that a curve.
Or a medium?
Medium or curve, or even medium.